These are the stories that highlight our region's grit and grace. Ordinary people of Greater Philadelphia becoming difference makers. It's Philly Rising on KYW News Radio.
Dr. Dorothy Johnson Spite, founder and executive director of Mothers in Charge, has been working 20 years towards gun violence prevention, education, and intervention.
I understand the pain. I know it, and I don't want someone else to feel it.
Her late son, Kalik, has always been at the heart of the mission.
I'm saying I, but the mothers here that have lived this, we always say we wouldn't want our worst enemy to feel the kind of pain. So that's the driving factor. But the other part of it, I think, for me, too, is that my son was a great guy. Like, he was a peacemaker. He died breaking up an argument. And because of who he was in life, I have to do this so that his life and death is not in vain.
On a Wednesday afternoon at their Spring Garden headquarters, the building is filled with counselors and mothers receiving grief support and services in their hardest times. That's because 20 years later, the need is still stronger than ever.
We're hopeful. It won't always be this way because it wasn't. It hasn't always been this way. But I would think in the last 3 or 4 years, it has really escalated in terms of the number of shootings and the number of death, homicide being the leading cause of death among African-American males 14 to 34.
Johnson Spite says she's hopeful for a day and a world where their organization isn't needed and they can find another cause. Their upcoming gala, themed Honoring Our Past and Powering a Better Future, will fill the link on May 24th with gun violence prevention stakeholders hopeful for the same.
We are making a difference. I venture to say that if we weren't doing this, how much worse it would be. So we need the support to do that.
For KYW News Radio, I'm Antoinette Lee.
If you know a difference maker who should be featured on Philly Rising, go to kywnewsradio.com/Philly Rising.